Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Sean Sachs, a senior researcher at NGO Monitor. Sean, good afternoon to you and thank you for talking to us this afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon.
So we're going to be talking all things funding, in particular funding to NGOs during the last year. Where are you going with that issue, Sean? Where's the money gone?
So what we actually we've done over the last few months is we've looked specifically at money that goes from the European Union to NGOs that are based in Israel and the Palestinian Authority. Very specifically, we looked at about 32 million euro that goes to a number of different organizations around the area. And we looked at the very specifics of the projects that these organizations were involved in, the people who are carrying out the funding, the evaluation process, all of that. And we got a very troubling picture of what the European Union is doing with some of its money.
Do you care to go into some more detail about that?
Sounds sure.
Fascinating. Yeah.
So we looked at, for example, where does money go where the European says they're the European Union says they're trying to improve culture and heritage?
Yes.
So we looked actually and we saw very troublingly that there's over 2 million euro that are going to specifically to promote Christian and Islamic sites in Jerusalem. Now, generally, that's fine. Everyone claims Jerusalem is holy. But when we looked at the grant information, it specifically notes that this is to protect against Israeli violations. And more importantly, it's very specific that this is to Palestine heritage in Jerusalem. Now, only a few months ago, even and years ago, we remember the European Union making a big deal of the fact that Jerusalem is not recognized as the capital of any particular country, neither Israel nor Palestine. But here, when it comes to giving money to promote religion, in this case, Islam and Christianity, it actually notes that Jerusalem is part of Palestine. So there seems to be a dichotomy in the way the European Union recognizes Israel, or more specifically Jewish heritage, because they're saying they're quite happy to promote Islamic and Christian heritage in Jerusalem, but it's specifically working against Israel.
Sean, surely the money from the EU is distributed in line with a particular charter or guiding principles, and surely reference must be made to blatant favoritism and political involvement. Surely that kind of action needs to be avoided. Or am I just being hopelessly naive?
Unfortunately, when it comes to things like that, no, there's actually no reference to that at all. There are references to, example, funding of terrorism and incitement, but even there we saw more problems. For example, the European Union gives a lot of money to different UN bodies that are operating in the Palestinian Authority. And those same UN bodies then work with other NGOs who are not allowed to receive EU money because of their ties to terrorist organizations, their blatant calls for anti-Semitism. But if the money goes, and we're actually tracing specific funding monies that go from the European Union to the UN, and the UN then acknowledges they give that exact same money to the organizations that under normal circumstances would be disqualified from receiving EU funding because of their terror ties. But if the money goes through a middleman, in this case the EU, and the EU knows very much that the organization who's receiving it at the end, albeit via a third party, should not be receiving EU funding directly, but they can receive it indirectly. And that way...
That just sounds absolutely insane. I mean, that just sounds
exactly,
like a...
Exactly what you said. An organization that will not accept, for example, EU anti-terror clauses. All right? The EU's got a very specific clause that none of the funding can go to individuals who are involved in terrorism per the EU. But if the money goes from the EU to the UN to that same organization, suddenly it's okay.
Sean, very interesting developments have been happening in the Middle East over the past couple of months. Possibly alliances being redrawn. In fact, not possibly. In front of our very eyes, they're being redrawn. Do you think current realities in the Middle East will have any effect on the way that Europe chooses to distribute its funding?
I very much hope so. And that goes into another area where we've seen a change, in that for years and years, the Europeans were claiming that they're funding all of these organizations in the name of peace and prosperity and justice. But the reality is, none of this money made any positive changes. There was no contribution. There was no impact. Israelis and Palestinians were not working together to promote peace. They weren't working together for mutual cooperation. All this funding in the name of peace was only going to organizations on the extremes that were putting Israelis and Palestinians further apart. And suddenly, the United States, whether we agree with the current administration or not, they kind of upended the table and they said, well, we can actually go directly to leadership and change the way all of this is going. And I very much hope that the European Union learns that it's not just about throwing money on the table and saying these so-called civil society organizations will pick up our money and make miracles happen. That didn't happen. That really didn't happen, sadly.
I want to ask you one final question, and it goes back to accountability. So you do this very interesting work of monitoring where the funds are going. You see that there is a contravention of a particular procedure or policy in respect to which the money was given. What happens then?
The most important thing we do is an example of what we're doing here, we try and get the information out to the public. We send the information to members of parliament, members of Knesset, members of the European Parliament, different allies and members of European governments. And they then bring it up and we do very slowly. We see policy changes. We see European citizens who are getting fed up with the fact that their money appears to be wasted. Many members of the European Parliament in different committees are bringing this up. They're showing that the European policy is not only not working, it's detrimental. And very slowly we do see positive change.
I said it was the last question, but I've got a last question this time. Something that has always fascinated me has been this issue of Palestinian textbooks. I understand that might not form part of the NGOs that you are monitoring. That's probably more in a UNHCR context than yours. But I mean, if there was a political will to put an end to teaching hatred to children, surely they would have found a way by now.
Like you said, it's not exactly my area of expertise, but I will bring it back down to the NGO level.
Yeah.
It's not only about political will. Unfortunately, in many countries where there is an ingrained and very positive idea of giving money and donating from government funds to developing organizations and developing peace, it's a great idea. The problem is when all the information shows that you're giving money to the wrong organizations and it's not helping, the positive will and the idea of creating change is met with the idea that you're actually hampering change, and it's a very hard cycle to break.
Sean Sachs, always an absolute pleasure talking to you. Always so incredibly enlightening. Always learn something. Thank you for talking to us this afternoon. Really appreciate it.
All the best. Take care.